Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, the day we take time to pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week we've looked at the story of Nehemiah, story of the city of Jerusalem being rebuilt after a time of exile. Nehemiah was the leader who took that on in a really incredible story, and we'll take some time to pray and reflect on that this week. If you've never prayed before, just take some time to talk to God in the pauses that I leave. I'll suggest some topics and you can talk to God. And you can do that either aloud using words, or you can do it quietly in your own thoughts. Whatever makes more sense for you where you are. So let's take a little quiet moment for reflection and to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we'll start by addressing our prayer to God, who has a plan, and we see that plan this week as we saw how the very beginning of the Old Testament connects to the end of the Old Testament in terms of the history, where there's this vision of Jerusalem coming back together and hope for a true new Jerusalem coming in the future. It's all part of one great big story, and so let's address our prayer to the God who wrote that story. Well, now let's confess that we haven't always been willing to live God's story. There are all kinds of different ways we can reject God's story, reject God's covenant, reject God's law. Whatever that looks like in your life, take some time to confess and say sorry for that. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God's plan and story includes us. He invites us to be part of His new Jerusalem. He is, as He promised, He would rebuild the temple, and He did rebuild the temple, but it was His Son, Jesus Christ, rather than a building here on earth. So let's give thanks that God's presence is now available to each and every one of us in our hearts, wherever we are, whenever we were born. And finally, in supplication, we ask God, who wrote this incredible covenant on our hearts, to help us uphold our side of the covenant. That we would continue to obey God's law, that we would remain in relationship with Him and with others. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. This was actually the end of our Old Testament series. Next week, we're going to do what we're calling a status update, where we're going to be looking for your feedback on how Redeem the Commute has been helping you. Where have you been growing and learning through Redeem the Commute? I really want to hear from you next week, so tune in every day.